I guess no one expected to be that the 20th anniversary would be in a world that we have today, but you've worked around that, a lot of smaller events and all over the place, and of course obviously people need to book if they're going to attend some of those events, but you've got lots of things on. There's going to be heaps of music, lots of little concerts here and there, also exhibitions, art exhibitions, in fact 12 different art exhibitions this month.
Yeah, we've got a great array of art exhibitions this month, and probably our headline exhibition would be the Bernie Shines feature artist Joanna Gare's exhibition called The Space Between. It's a retrospective look back at Joanna's career over the last 20 years, a great little exhibition on the Bernie Art Gallery.
Okay, and as I said, lots of music. There's going to be a concert from the Bernie Band. There's going to be Bernie Shines Melodies, the Arts and Functions Centre. Yeah. And also, a lot of things are being live-streamed this month as well.
Yeah, so probably the main live-stream event is the Bernie Shines Mega Live-Stream, which is running later on in the month. That's been streamed from Wivenhoe, a great event. Northwest Tassie live gig streams are putting that on for us. They've had a good following over the COVID period, I guess you could say, and we're looking forward to a great lineup there.
Okay, people can find information on the website, which is quite simply bernieshines.com. This week, in fact, there's a few things going on today. One of them is an outdoor exhibition. Today, probably not the best day to launch that weather-wise, but it's not too bad now, I guess. So it's called Here Today. Tell us about that.
Here Today and It's Gone Tomorrow, I reckon. it's what they call an ephemeral exhibition. It's a stenciled exhibition on the ground at the courtyard of the art gallery, done in sand. And, if you want to see that, you'll have to get along pretty quick. If the weather holds reasonably okay and there's not too much wind, it might be there for the week, but I doubt it very much. I reckon it'll be gone by the weekend anyway.
Okay, so it's Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4:30 for this week as well. Now, also, you've got an exhibition on at Studio 211 today, this week.
Yeah, so that's the Bernie Coastal Art Gallery, Coastal Art Group, I should say, the studio at Upper Bernie. They're doing an exhibition on 10 years since the closure of the AWPM in Bernie.
Okay, that was a big thing in the history of Bernie too, wasn't it?
Certainly was, And hardly seems like 10 years ago, but...
No. I thought it was actually more than that, but there you go. It's Mental Health Week this week, which is quite appropriate because on Friday there's a Mental Health and Wellbeing Expo being staged.
Yes, that's at the Bernie Arts and Function Centre. It's only on for one day, so if people want to get along to be involved in that from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Friday.
And obviously all of these events are subject to COVID regulations, so people have to observe those as well.
They certainly are, Martin, yeah.
Now, you've often heard the expression, it's a dog's breakfast. You actually have a dog's breakfast coming up on Saturday.
How about that?
Yeah, I reckon it's a great idea.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
So dog's breakfast on Saturday from 9:30 till 11:30. It's all about... pets or dogs in particular and coastal environments, caring for not only the environment but bird life as well. So it's about educating people on what to do with their dogs when they take them into areas like that. So I think that'd be worthwhile getting onto. It's free. There's treats for the dogs and there's a sausage sizzle as well.
Okay, and as you mentioned, a number of guest speakers. So that's from 9:30 to 11. Yeah. And also on Saturday evening, in fact, there's an event at the Bernie Arts and Function Centre.
Oh, yeah, this is an event probably not to be missed. Clinton Hutton is well known on the coast, but adding into that, Margot Kelly, a lot of people would probably know of Margot from radio. She's got a great sound, and I've just listened to her track, Fred, this afternoon, and it's a really great track. It's an original written by Margot and performed by Mario Ann Clinton, backing on guitar. Get along to this. It's limited numbers. Doors open at 6:45. The event will go through to about 10 o'clock, $25 a head.
Okay, and it's advisable to book for these events because everything has to run to
absolutely.
A COVID safety
absolutely.
Plan, as mentioned. Now, some of the events you can book online through the website, others are available through bernietickets.com.au, aren't they?
That's right, yeah.
So
Bernie Tickets is our ticketing ticketing partner in Bernie Shine this year.
Okay, terrific. Russell, thanks so much for that. We'll catch up with you again around about this time next week, if you don't mind, and talk about what's happening next week in Bernie Shines.
Yeah, we'll be talking about Bernie 10 next week, I reckon.
I reckon we will be. Good on you, Russell. Thanks for your time. Russell Steers is the Marketing and Events Manager for the Bernie City Council. The website, once again, is bernieshines.com. So you can find all the details in there. It's a fairly comprehensive program, actually. It's about 30 or 40 pages long if you want to print it out. But lots of details in there, including some events you have to book for and some you don't. Probably more you need to book for this year than ever before, simply because of the way we are with crowd restrictions and social distancing, all that sort of stuff as well. BernieShines.com.